It is Radio U, where music is going. We have with us on the phone right now, Andy Mineo. Andy, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Absolutely.
So we got to get started with, I'm a Packers fan, you're a Packers fan. We got the playoffs coming this weekend. How are you feeling about it?
Well, you know, this has been a tough season. And it's been a tough season, but you know what? I never put it past the cheese to pull one off.
As long as you got Aaron Rodgers, you got something going for you, right?
That's right.
Well,
you're never too far gone.
Exactly. Sweet, man. All right. And, you know, it feels like Christmas was so long ago, but it's actually like, what, 2 weeks? And you did that 12 Days of Christmas song with words played, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So how did Christmas go for you? Was it all axe and leftovers, or did you get some good stuff? How did it go?
Man, Christmas was great. I think the older I get, the more just being with family ends up being the most fun thing for me.
Totally.
You know, as a kid, stuff was about gifts and making your rounds. But this year, honestly, we gave gifts to the kids, and none of us even really gave gifts to each other. You know, it was just kind of maybe one gift for a parent, one gift for a sister, my wife's sister. We didn't even exchange gifts with each other. Because it's kind of weird. It's just like when we want stuff, we go and get it, you know. And so there's nothing for real. You know, you buy gifts out of the same bank account. So it's kind of funny. You know what I mean? It's like,
Yeah, we could just give each other something that costs the same amount, or we could just buy what we want for ourselves.
Yeah, we could buy what we want at a different time. And how about we just use this time for hanging out with each other, turning the phones off, spending time with family, eating food, having good conversations, playing games. That's the stuff that was really fun. So it just feels like an adult Christmas.
Right on, dude. Well, hey, that's what it's all about. So, and by the way, anybody who didn't hear that 12 Days of Christmas, just because Christmas is over, it's still good stuff. And I got axe for my grandmother like every year still. So,
oh, man.
Still to this day. So, man, let's get to Winter Jam. This is your first time on Winter Jam, right? Like, what is different about Winter Jam than maybe you were expecting, or that's different from other tours you've been on?
Oh, man. Tour Jam is just a monster. It's enormous. It's such a big, big tour. You know, it's like 10 to 20,000 people in a night, you know. And it's just this massive machine with 10 tour buses and semi-trucks and playing all arenas. So it's just it's a huge tour, and there's a lot of moving parts, but there's a lot of great people out here. And it's different than my tours because, you know, I'm playing 2,000-person clubs, and they're playing 20,000-person arenas. So
yeah,
just larger scale. And it's great, though, because this thing kind of runs itself. So I just got to show up for my 15 minutes every day and, you know, perform, and I'm back to the tour bus or hanging out with friends or working on music. And it's a lot different, I think, because of production. The production value is super high.
Yeah.
Lots of lights, lots of video, lots of great sound.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a plus. So with all that being said, like, what are you planning? What do you have to do different on this tour, or what do you have planned just for your time at Winter Jam?
Well, I'm the only rapper out here, so I think, first of all, there's a lot of energy that's different than
right.
all the other artists out here. And then two, you know, it's like a 15-minute medley of just some of my my most well-received songs. And so it's high energy. It's like walking into a tornado.
So you got to pack all your energy from a normal length show all into 15 minutes, right?
Absolutely.
Right on, dude. So we got Winter Jam going, and that's going to keep you busy for a while. Do you have anything else that you already know is in the works for 2017?
Absolutely. There's a lot of stuff in the works. Some of it's secret, but some of it is music. And so, working on new music. Hopefully we'll roll out a new album and a new tour, you know, by the middle of the year.
Awesome, man. Can't wait. So really excited to catch you on Winter Jam, and really looking forward to everything else you got planned for 2017. Good talking to you, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, man. Later.
You got it, man. That is Andy Mineo. So for our Radio U Ohio listeners, he is going to be at Winter Jam coming to Columbus on January 21st. That's a Saturday at the Schott Center. TFK going to be there, plus tons more. And if you aren't in the Columbus area for all the rest of the Winter Jam possibilities, you can check out RadioU.com, the insider page, or JamTour.com for a full list of dates and where they are headed between now and April 2nd.